Got to go, 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 go. In the background, Wolfgang Goner, track called Nothing to Declare, and that's going to do it for me tonight. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I appreciate it more than I can tell you. Hope you have a great week. See you next time. Amanda's coming up very soon, like in a minute. She'll be followed like clockwork by Daniel Blumen at 9 p.m. And I need to tell you now that your dial is set to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. A little bit more of this. I'll see you next time.
Here in the field.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, she said, not sure if she would have to clear her throat immediately upon beginning speaking, but it doesn't seem like she does. The glass of milk I drank right before going on mic did not thwart me at all, it seems. My name is Amanda. Welcome to Out Here in the Field on WFMU. This is WFMU's love letter to field recordings and sound effects. I'm going to be here until 9 p.m., and I hope that you will accompany me to all the different places that I take you. Right now, we are enjoying ourselves on top of the anthill. We are not inside it, but we're resting comfortably against it, with our ears very close to the ant activity. Turn that up just a little bit. Get a little closer to the ants and their mandibles. Most recently in that set, we heard some macaws. The name of that track was Macaws Socializing. It was recorded by Isabella Dlucic, and it's included on The Amazon, Where the Moon Wept, an album of field recordings that came out in 2024. Released on the LOM record label out of Slovakia. Do I have to tell you that that was not recorded in Slovakia? No, because I already said that it was from the Amazon. I believe she was in Peru. There were multiple countries that she went to, I think. Before that, we heard the Tumblr user Basiter, B-A-S-S-I-T-E-R, with a specific music edit. Now, this was a trend on Tumblr about 8, 9, 7 years ago, where users would take requests from other users. You know, they would like DM each other on Tumblr with sort of a fantasy listening experience for a particular well-known song. And those people would use sound design to try to create that fantasy. And I just went crazy for this trend, and I'm so, so glad that I have a forum that I can air it out, like, really properly so that people really listen to it. We heard Gymnopédie No. 1 by Eric Satie, Except in a School Bus. And if you go to that Tumblr page, there's sort of a long paragraph about the conditions in the school bus. You know, you hear the loud teenagers, and you let the music drift in and out while you are looking out the window, not paying attention to the teenagers, something like that. Before that, we heard Sawako from a mysterious kind of lost album called Sounds from 2003 originally. This was a response to a project that somebody else was doing where they asked for friends of theirs, you know, other musicians, to send in sounds, like, you know, recorded little sound effects, and they would try to create a track with all of those sounds sent in by people. Instead of one sound, Sawako mailed this guy an entire CDR of like 30 minutes worth of very beautiful, ethereal, mysterious sound compositions. It's all on Bandcamp if you want to listen to the whole thing, which I recommend. We started the show with Alexander Ross. That is new from him. A Tufted Whoop was the name of that. And that comes from a little comp called Nested. Him and like three other artists contributed to that. Came out on the Von Con Flan album just like last week or so. Thank you so much for listening. Here are more sounds.
It recorded that. Thank you.
This is Out Here in the Field, and we are in here in the bathtub. Hope everyone is still doing well tonight. In that last set, we heard Dead Corporate Eyes most recently. A friend of WFMU who was kind enough to send this to be included in the show. I'd like to travel, but everything is so far away. With Far in All Caps is the name of that piece from a couple of field recordings from a vacation that were used to forge musical pieces. Gasoline Records out of Ukraine gave us Ambiance 14 Cats before that. Just a straight up sound effect of a cat growling. Not 14 cats. I am assuming it's the title of the piece. It's like, this is Ambiance number 14, Cats. And yeah, if you hear a cat making that sound, that is an unhappy cat. Just in case you are not familiar with the vocabulary of them. But moving on from cats, we also heard an amazing song composition called Raccoons in the Pool by Josephus V. Rattus and Swarmius. And I, on a recommendation from a friend, took this from the Cetacean Research website. And this is a website that sells hydrophones. We all know how much all of you out here in the field listeners love hydrophones. They sell hydrophones and give examples of what you can do with them. And this musician devised a violin that could be played underwater, and he used a hydrophone to record what you heard. As far as I know, there were no actual raccoons recorded as part of that, and that's the only flaw with that recording. We heard some beach ambiance before that, and the kind of beach ambiance that I really favor, which is, you know, close to the rim of the water where you can hear lots and lots of seagull cries. That is my favorite kind of beach sound, I've decided. That comes from one of those very ambiguous Spotify artists, quote-unquote artists. Anyway, they are on the platform as Music of Nature, and that could mean anything. I don't know who recorded it. I don't know for whom. All I know is that I loved it, so it merits inclusion. At the top of the set, we heard Automating, some music from another friend of WFMU who sent this my way. Monument 1967 was the name of the track, and the album is called Headland, released in 2019. Thanks for listening, everybody. Now on with the sounds. This is WFMU. Thank you.
We are in a place right now. This is the radio show Out Here in the Field, where we explore different things that you can do with field recordings, found sound, sound effects, and other types of non-music. But we also explore field recordings of music. Do you get it? It's okay if you don't. You can just listen and not even care. Radio listening should be carefree, right? My name's Amanda. I will be your host for about 15 more minutes. We're listening to a recording from Niyu, N-I-Y-U, styled all in caps, from a release called Natural Soundscapes, which is a collection of many field recordings. And they are all titled with Roman numerals, and the places are not identified. We're in place 8 currently. It seems to be gently raining. Then again, that could be static. could be a group of very, very small ants all working very, very quickly. But the artist cleverly has not told us. And for the record, I love that. I think that is a very brave and cool thing to do. We just heard for this mystery place the Jarai ethnic group from a new LP on Sublime Frequencies of field recordings of music from the mountain people of central Vietnam. The track is listed as Tu Gong, but Tu Gong is the instruments that they are playing on. There's more information on who is playing and what they're playing if you look at the playlist, which is up right now at WFMU.org. And we also heard in that set hydrogen bonding process. And I really, really want to thank this person who made these field recordings called Town Sounds and sent me an email with a link to them. We heard just an excerpt of their town sound called Sunday Afternoon Backyards. Recorded, I assume, in 2022. Released in 2022, anyway. And as soon as I heard it, I thought to myself, most people think to themselves, this is like the song Pleasant Valley Sunday deconstructed. It was instantly what I thought. And so we had to hear the original demo version of that song by Carole King and also the more famous version by the Monkees, who she wrote it for. That set began with Saint Abdullah and Mind for Disturbances. We also did not hear all of that, but that is a wonderful track as well. That's from the album Where Do We Go Now? Came out in 2020 on Purple Tape Pedigree. All right. I have some stuff coming up from Cheryl E. Leonard, one of my favorite field recordists, who's just an amazing musician as well. This is from her brand new album, Near the Bear, here on Out Here in the Field.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to be it for Out Here in the Field. Thank you so much for listening this evening. My name's Amanda. I will be back next week. We're listening to a recording that calls itself Ant Nest Ambiance, but if you look at the YouTube video, it is footage of a lime tree with ants crawling on it, and you can't hear the ants at all. But the ambiance that there is in there actually sounds really nice, so I am accepting it. Nitty Suntrick just then did snippet 2 of side A of an album called Computer Water Games. Before that, it was Jona Jinton with Song of the Ice. She is Swedish and more well known in Sweden than here. But those are sounds of the singing ice, so called, in Sweden. And Cheryl E. Leonard gave us Moffin, the lead-off track of her new album, Near the Bear. Talk to you next time. Until then, listen to the world around you. And if you want to send me things, you can. Just get in touch with me. I love to hear from people who make field recordings of their own, and also music that includes field recordings. The concept for this show is pretty broad. It's not very broad, but it is broad-ish. We end the show with Neil Innes, so here he is.
Expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looked blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.
Твоє святке каміння.
The highlight.